The jet age of passenger travel began when the de Havilland Comet airliner took flight in Britain in 1949.
The jets will enable Britain's future airliners, in mass production by 1953, to do twice the work in almost half the time at four-fifths the cost. Tails up for Britain.
Now the only complete de Havilland Comet to survive in the Western Hemisphere is being restored in Everett, Washington. Newsreels like this one from 1950 show for the first time a passenger flight experience that resembles air travel today. Travelers soared high above the clouds instead of bouncing along in a noisier, slower, propeller-driven plane at the mercy of the weather.
On Rome's Ciampino airfield, 970 miles from London, diplomats and air attachés saw the Comet fly in at 490 miles an hour to lower the record to 2 hours and 2 minutes. A proud day for John.
The British-built de Havilland Comet was the first jet airliner in passenger service. Before, only the military had jets. Even today, the plane is recognizably different. The four turbojet engines are embedded directly in the wings. They're not slung below the wing or attached to the tail, as is common now. Seattle's Museum of Flight acquired one of the few surviving examples in 1994. Retired electrical engineer Bob Hood felt an instant attraction and has since led the mostly volunteer restoration crew.
People don't realize how much air travel has changed. The Comet made worldwide travel possible and practical because the piston airliners were slow and they had high maintenance and they just didn't have the comfort for the passengers that the jets did.
The Comet entered scheduled service in 1952. A flaw in the initial design led to two mid-air explosions in 1954. Hood says the entire fleet was grounded, but the groundbreaking continued.
Even the accident investigation was full of innovation. It was the first time they had immersed a hull in water and circled it, pressure cycled it until it broke, and where they were able to look at and analyze the break.
The design flaw was fixed, but the disasters hurt the Comet's reputation and gave rivals a chance to catch up. Soon the American-made Douglas DC-8 and Boeing 707 would overtake the British forerunner. Ironically, this museum piece is being lovingly restored mostly by retired workers from rival plane maker Boeing on Boeing's home turf. The interior could be finished by the end of this year, and then full restoration is in sight. Bob Hood says this restoration is taking so long because many corroded parts have to be copied and retooled by hand.
Well, for instance, right here, we're in the galley. Mm-hmm. The only thing here that is really original is the stainless steel counter surfaces. Almost everything else has been made, some of it, from scratch. But we had the corroded and torn up originals that we'd make copies of.
This airplane was the first jet flown by Mexicana Airlines. The 81-passenger plane is now back in good enough shape so that aviation buffs can tour it at the Restoration Center in Everett, Washington. Eventually, this Comet will move into a new gallery at the Museum of Flight in nearby Seattle. Museum spokesman Ted Hutter says the plan is to display it alongside its milestone successors.
We've got the original Boeing 747. We've got the original Boeing 727 and 37. We also have a Lockheed Super Constellation that's going to be moved to the air park just in a couple weeks. All of them very, very significant and rare airplanes.
Hutter says the museum's long-range plan is to put all of those beauties undercover to protect them from Seattle's long, damp winters. As you can imagine, that's a big undertaking. Hutter says there's no official date yet for completion of the Comet restoration or for the opening of the new commercial aviation gallery at the Flight Museum. For VOA News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Everett, Washington.